Little Assembly of God Church, old pastor that founded it, pastored it 46 years, died of a heart attack. They had another preacher stay about 7 years. He retired. And the old preacher's wife is trying to carry on. Keep a preacher in there. And you know what? Lord sent me that little old church on a Sunday night. Last Sunday night. Amen. If you please. To preach the gospel. The cure for the hard cases. And I preached that little old church that couldn't get a pastor. And what they needed to do, praise God, was fast and pray. And God would send them a pastor. Woo! Chalk another one up. Bible said, go into all the world and preach the gospel. I have preached the gospel in London, England. Hallelujah. Woo! Amen. I told him I'll just one more step on my eastward journey. Glory. Hallelujah. Some of these days, amen, through the storms, the trials, the tests, tribulations, frustrations, misunderstandings, and misgivings, and betrayal of friends we thought was for him. We're going to make it to the new Jerusalem. Have a new body. A new home bigger than Windsor Castle. And that's big. Amen. A new home. Praise God. That's better than Westminster Abbey. And that's, amen, a specimen of human engineering and artistry. Oh, my Father's house are many mansions. Devil will try to keep you from getting there, but don't you let him do it. Amen. Amen. We're going by the grace of God. For strong winds have blown against my journey, and them clouds says your plans just won't fly. Like an eagle I gazed in the tempest, and on the mighty gust I soared through the sky. I'm gonna pray, if I pray by myself, gonna stand if I do stand alone. And them clouds said your plans just won't fly. Like an eagle I gazed in the tempest, and on the mighty gust I soared to the sky. I'm gonna pray, if I pray for myself, gonna stand if I have to stand alone. Ask the Lord to have his way tonight, remainder of this service. Touch those that need to be touched, heal those that need to be healed. Save everyone that desires and needs to be saved. Praise God, praise God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Joel chapter 2, verse 28. And it shall come to pass afterward that I'll pour out my spirit upon all flesh. And your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. And your old men shall dream dreams. And your young men shall see visions. And also upon servants and upon the handmaidens. In those days I'll pour out my spirit. Hang on to that. He's going to talk about that again. And I'll show wonders in the heavens and in the earth. Blood and fire and pillars of smoke. And the sun shall be turned to darkness. And the moon into blood before the great and terrible day of the Lord come. And it shall come to pass that whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be delivered. And in Mount Zion and in Jerusalem shall be deliverance, as the Lord has said. And in the remnant, amen, whom the Lord shall call. Let's go back to Joel chapter 1. Amen. And in Joel chapter 1, it's a different picture than Pentecost. Oh, the things that God has to do to bring us to Pentecost. Tell your children of it. Let your children tell their children another generation, that which the palmer worm hath left, the locust hath eaten. And that which the locust hath left, the canker worm hath eaten. And that which the canker worm hath left, hath the caterpillar eaten. Amen. Awake, ye drunkards, weep and howl for the new wine, because of the new wine, for it is cut off from your mouth. Amen. Seventh verse. He hath laid my vine waste, and barked my fig tree, hath made it clean and bare, and cast away the branches thereof are made white. Lament like a virgin girded with sackcloth for the husband of her youth. The meat offering and the drink offering is cut off from the house of the Lord, and the priest and the Lord's ministers mourn. The field is wasted, the land mourneth, for the corn is wasted, the new wine is dried up, and the oil languisheth. Be ye ashamed, O ye husbandmen. Howl, ye vine dressers, for the wheat and for the barley, because the harvest of the field is perished. The vine is dried up, the fig tree languisheth, the pomegranate tree and the palm tree also, and the apple tree, even all the trees of the field are withered, because joy is withered away from the sons of men. Amen. When will we ever learn? Without learning the hard way. Amen. Amen. The hard way. Oh God, call it. When will we ever learn? Amen. Without learning the hard way. Or just call it the hard way. Whatever you choose, Billy. Amen. But Joel chapter 1 is tough. Joel chapter 1 is bad. Amen. Now, if Joel chapter 1 is bad, Joel chapter 2 gets worse. If it's bad to have famine, no harvest, no grapes, no barley, no wheat, no olives. Amen. And joy has withered away among the sons of men. And the land is famishing because they have fell on judgment times. And judgment times are hard times. Why do men have to fall on hard times, Jimmy Collins? Because it's built into our flesh to live it up and not seek God as long as everything's going well. When will we ever learn? Amen. Oh, other generations may have been tested by poverty. Other generations might have been tested by hard times. Other generations might have been tested by the miseries of hard labor with little return. Amen. And scarcity of food and no clothes to wear, no money. Amen. I can remember. Amen. I was born in the middle of the Depression. And I mean our nation had fallen on hard times. Amen. Judgment times were in the land. And they hadn't got over yet. Roosevelt got elected and things began to pick up. Roosevelt was our hero down in the hills. Amen. The New Deal had fanned the flames of hope in the life of the common man. Amen. And things begin to look up. And just about the time we thought things were looking up, World War II started. And our boys marched away to war. And hundreds of thousands would not come back, at least in one piece. Amen. Thousands died, and thousands more were wounded. Amen. They had Doe Jones' funeral today, Willard M. Jones. Everybody affectionately called him Doe. He was one of the veterans of that war. My father was a veteran of that war. Doe came out drawing a pension because of a nervous condition from being in the army. Amen. Later life, Doe got touched of the Lord. I prayed him through the second time to salvation. I prayed him through the baptism of the Holy Ghost. I saw him go from rags to riches, literally from a $20 a week job to a millionaire, literally from rags to riches in just a few short years. Amen. Amen. Doe felt like God had touched him and healed that nervous condition, so he went down to the Veterans Administration and told him he didn't feel right about taking that check anymore. Amen. And God had healed him, and they raised his pension and sent him back home. Amen. They thought anybody that would do that is bad off. Amen. And so they raised his pension. They buried him today. Amen. Graveside services. Amen. Got away from the fellowship of the people of God. Amen. Couldn't get along with the people of God at Midway Church. Amen. And finally wound up in a Branhamite church and got rebaptized in Jesus' name. After I left the country, I kept him straight as long as I stayed in the country. But I had to go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. After I left the country, got rebaptized in Jesus' name. Amen. Became a Branhamite. And amen. He couldn't get along with anybody in the Branhamite church. He went from Branhamite church to Branhamite church. Amen. And finally, he just about quit going to church at all. Amen. They buried him today, graveside services without a sermon. I'll tell you something, folks. You better stay with God if you want honor. You better stay with Jesus if you want a lasting memory. You better stay with God if you want to, amen, to raise up a standard for others to walk up to. Amen. I don't care how high you claim to climb. If you can't fellowship nobody, can't get along with nobody, it might be that there's something wrong with you. Amen. Might help to pray through. Praise God. Amen. Oh, yes. In that first chapter, he said, sanctify ye a fast. Things are getting bad now. It's time to fast. How many agree it's hard to fast when the larder's full? It's hard to fast when the refrigerator's full. It's hard to fast when you've got three deep freezes full. It's hard to fast when they're building a new Frisch's and a new Whataburger and a new McDonald's. Amen. And a new Taco Bell. Amen. And a new Pizza Hut. On every corner, it's hard to fast with flashing lights and delicious signs. Amen. It's difficult. Amen. To push back the plate. But we'll have to fast or we'll famish spiritually. We'll have to pray or we'll famish spiritually. Amen. You know what the first thing just about 99 100% of the doctors does when we go to the doctor finally? He puts us on a diet. Amen. Of just as near nothing as you can live on and still live. Yeah. Some of you have heard those words. Amen. Last time I visited him, he said 1,500 calories a day. Hogwash. Amen. I may be bad off, but I ain't that bad yet. Amen. 1,500 calories a day. Amen. Amen. Surely you jest. I'm a growing boy. Amen. Amen. Oh, no, no. Amen. 1,500 calories a day for old Pete. Amen. I got to have my 1 foot closer to the grave than that before I'll submit to 1,500 calories a day. But you will submit after a while. Amen. Even an old cow stops eating when she gets sick enough. Huh? Amen. Even a horse quits eating if he gets sick enough. That's how you know they're bad sick, when they quit eating. Amen. And they've got to prise their mouth open and pour it down them with a snorkel of a thing. Amen. And keep them alive till they can get better. Amen. Give them something with some medicine in it. Hallelujah. But we got to get pretty up against it before we'll think about giving up much for God. Amen. Yes, when will we ever learn? Sanctify ye fast. This is still chapter 1. Call a solemn assembly. Gather the elders, all the inhabitants of the land, into the house of the Lord your God, and cry unto the Lord. That's fasting and prayer, in case you wondered what that is. And cry unto the Lord. You know, it's hard to cry to the Lord much when you're full. Because when you're full, you feel like the whole world's full. You don't even feel like praying for Africa when you're full, even though they're empty. You don't even feel much like praying for the Philippines when you're full. Amen. Because when you're full, amen, you feel like the whole world's full. You're like the fellow Bruce Cole told about that went to sleep and some folks rubbed some Limburger cheese in his beard while he was asleep. And it smelled so bad it woke him up, and he said, something stinks in this room. And he walked to another room and he said, the whole house stinks, he said. Amen. And finally he decided he'd go outside, and he walked outside and he could still smell it, and he said, the whole house stinks. Amen. When we're full, we feel like the whole world's full. When we're doing all right, we feel like the whole world's doing all right. Amen. Fast and pray. Things are going to have to get a whole lot worse than what they are. And already the spiritual life is famishing. Already spiritually we're falling apart. Already spiritually in our midst, homes are falling apart. Marriages are falling apart. People are backsliding and losing out with God. Amen. How much do we got to see before we'll sanctify fast? Amen. And cry unto the Lord. Amen. Amen. Yeah, that's the first chapter. But if it didn't work in the first chapter, get a load of this. Second chapter, first part. Blow ye the trumpet in Zion. Sound an alarm in my holy mountain. Let all the inhabitants of the land tremble, for the day of the Lord cometh, for it is nigh at hand. A day of darkness, a day of gloominess, a day of clouds, a day of thick darkness, as the morning spread upon the mountains, a great people and a strong. If you had a hard time fasting and crying out to God in the first chapter, just wait till you get to chapter 2. And America is getting ready for chapter 2. Amen. Amen. A great people and a strong. There have not been ever the like, neither shall be any more. After it, even to the years of many generations, a fire devoureth before them, behind them a flame burneth. The land is as the garden of Eden, before them, behind them a desolate wilderness. Yea, and nothing shall escape them. What is it? Sounds to me like an army equipped with the latest death-dealing, fire-spitting, laser-emitting weapons. Amen. The appearance of them is as appearance of horses, and as horsemen so shall they run. Like the noise of chariots on the top of the mountains. You had a hard time fasting when hard times came in chapter 1. Just wait till your boys march off to death. And then mothers will pray. And then fathers will cry. And then grown men and women will weep and howl. When before their face the people shall be much pain, all faces shall gather blackness. They shall run like mighty men and shall climb the wall like men of war. They shall march every one on his ways, and they shall not break their ranks, neither shall one thrust through another. They shall walk every one in his path, and when they fall upon the sword, they shall not be wounded. That's war, folks. The worst kind of war. A modern warfare, the likes of which men have not seen. Amen. Our children have glued themselves to the tube. Amen. And they've watched Schwarzenberger kick and stomp and beat and shoot and blow up. Amen. Things. Amen. Until they went to school kicking and stomping. Amen. And elbowing and practicing their karate. Amen. They're going to have a chance. Amen. They're going to have a chance to shoot the big gun soon. Amen. In a day of modern warfare, when men mercilessly set at control, electronic controls and punch buttons that snuff out lives mercilessly, hardly realizing what they have done. Our boys and our girls, and maybe our homes. Amen. Man, I thought it was something when our planes took off in France, refueled in the air, and flew clear to Libya, and clear into, back front yard and backyard. Amen. And poked one right down his chimney. His people were underground, but they wasn't far enough underground what they came out limping and walking on crutches. Amen. And Libya learned, amen, that there's weapons loose today that can hit your chimney and go right down the smokestack. Amen. Right down the vent that you're breathing through, no matter how deep under the ground. They got weapons that the first one takes away the cover of the earth. And the second one, the second explosion, amen, eats away at the concrete bunker you're in. And the third one takes the top off. There's not much of a place to hide today. Our boys march off. They may not have to march very far. In Great Britain, where we went, we walked and we took tours where bombs one time fell. Amen. Much of London has been rebuilt since the war, brand new, because it was bombed out by the Germans. Amen. There were a few places that were not touched. Hitler didn't bomb the Catholic churches and some of the other churches. Amen. Some people thought that he was in cahoots with the Catholics and that he was in agreement with the Pope. Amen. Don't quote me on that. I'm just quoting other folks. Amen. And that's another reason that Europe turned her head while Hitler annihilated 6 million Jews. Amen. But what a lot of people don't know is that while he was annihilating 6 million Jews, he was annihilating 7 million Christians. But I use that word very loosely, because Christian today is a political term in many parts of the world. Christian in Lebanon is a political term which is adverse to the Muslim. Amen. They don't love God. They don't care anything about God. They're playing politics with the name. Amen. Christian in Serbia and Slovakia. Amen. And at those places in Yugoslavia where they're trying to affect peace is a term that is purely political. And I'll tell you, when Christian becomes political instead of spiritual, we have lost it, folks. When the name has become an order that marches across the earth, amen, for political ends without God, amen, that murders and pillages and kills and steals like the Crusades of bygone years that marched to Jerusalem, they were just as bad to rape. They were just as bad to slaughter. They were just as bad to pillage and rob and kill as any that ever marched. Only they did it as a crusade for Christ and the church and Pope. Amen. When it comes to that, folks, we lost it. Amen. It's that praying nucleus that always brings about the turnaround, that always affects the whole, if possible. Praise God. And it is they, the priests and ministers of the Lord, that weep between the porch and the altar, and the people that forget everything in the world and come back to God and put God first. When will we ever learn that if you leave thy God out, nothing else really matters? Chalk up your scores, win your tournaments, bring back your prize, and take in the world. All you can haul, all you're willing to make payments and taxes on. But if you gain the whole world and lose your soul, it don't count. Nothing counts but God. Nothing really matters but God. Fun? What are you talking about? Cheap, trivia, pleasures? What in the world are you talking about? It means nothing without God. Oh, in His presence is fullness of joy. At His right hand are pleasures evermore. There's plenty of pleasure in the presence of God. There's great joy in the presence of God. There's where the trouble lies. If we leave God, joy withers away among the sons of men. It's hard to find real joy even in the church. Shout hallelujah in the average run-of-the-mill church. And people jump right out of their hide. It'll scare them to death. There's a lot of churches that if you said, amen, people would jump, turn around, look at you. Took a group of young folks who was going everywhere, amen, to the Baptist church in Mammoth Spring, Arkansas. And they started singing, we believe in patting our feet. Amen. Some started patting their feet. Some started clapping their hand. We believe in clapping our hand. And they turned around and looked at us. Amen. Average run-of-the-mill church don't have any joy. Amen. That's why they teach you got to sin a little every day, because that's their only fun. Amen. They don't have none to go to church. That's why it's so hard to get folks to go to church. They don't have any joy in church. The big fun's out there in the world. You say, I don't see how you can go to church 4 or 5 times a week. I just go to church once a week. You all are in revival all the time. One fellow said, when we decide to have revival, we get together and vote on it, whether we're going to have revival or not. Amen. Methodist Church, Barberville, Kentucky. Harold Jones, Sunday school teacher, he's the one that told me that. Said, you all have to have a revival at your church all the time. Stay safe. We hardly ever have a revival. Amen. He told the truth. Amen. When we do, he said, we vote on it. Amen. Glory to God. I'll tell you, the Word of God's already voted for us. Amen. We've been on feathery beds of ease. We drank deeply of the wine of prosperity. We have plenty and to spare. How do you know? There's God sails everywhere. Amen. People trying to get rid of the excess. Amen. Woo, hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. Well, I did find a thrift store in London. 2 of them. I didn't see nothing in there worth putting in a suitcase bringing home, though. Amen. But one reason there is such a thing as a thrift store is that folks have got so much, they haven't got any place to keep it. Amen. And they get tired of sending it to the dump. And they'd rather somebody enjoy it. Amen. So they send it down to the thrift store. And I enjoy it. Amen. I'm wearing better clothes than I ever bought. I bought my clothes on sale at JCPenney before. Amen. Now I wear Hart, Schaffner, and Marks. Amen. Curly and Kuppenheimer. Yeah. Amen. I'm wearing better clothes than I ever. Hey, about $200 pair of genuine Cordovan shoes. Of course, it didn't cost me quite that much. Amen. Oh, yeah. Amen. Just enough leather on the belly of a horse to make one pair. I wouldn't buy that expensive clothes. Amen. And by the way, amen, I've got a $200 pair of cowboy boots up at the house that Jeff gave me because they were smoked up in the fire. Amen. The insurance gave him a new pair, and I got me, amen, a pair of $200 pair of, amen, lizard skin or alligator skin or some kind of skin, amen, black cowboy boots, amen, and I shined them up and put a set of shoe trees in them Jimmy Cons. Amen. And I wore them to church. And they looked just like Jeff's. And he got brand new. Amen. To replace them with. I'm wearing better clothes than I ever wore. Amen. Because America is a land of plenty. And it's hard to preach sacrifice when you got too much. It's hard to preach sacrifice when you got plenty and to spare. It's even hard to be generous in this land of plenty. Because it's hard for us to imagine that there's nobody's in this country that don't have anything to eat. There's nobody in this country that don't have any place to sleep. There's nobody in this country that don't have any clothes to wear. If they do, it's their own fault. But when the boys march away and don't come marching home, and when the fig tree is barked, and there's nothing in the larder, and the famine's lasted a long time. And hey, people, even if it's not happening or don't happen in your lifetime in the natural, it's happening in the spiritual everywhere. That's why we need to fast and pray. Amen. That's why we need to blow the trumpet in Zion. Therefore now, he said, verse 12, chapter 2, turn now even to me with all your heart and with fasting and weeping and mourning, and rend your heart and not your garments, and turn unto the Lord, for he is gracious and merciful and slow to anger and of great kindness, and repent of him of evil, who knoweth if he will return and repent and leave a blessing behind him, even a meat offering and a drink offering unto the Lord your God. The first thing people forget when they begin to be blessed is a meat offering and a drink offering to the Lord your God. Amen. One hard pay tithes when you're making $100 a week costs just $10 a week. But when you started making $1,500 a week and $2,000 a week, and there's some people that's doing that, amen. Some making more than that in this house tonight. Amen. It's hard to pay $200 a week. Amen. It's hard to shell down an offering when they're just making $10 a week. You know what the first thing people forget when they begin to prosper? They forget God. They forget his house. Amen. When we get plenty and to spare, we forget the church. We forget the ministers. Oh, there's plenty of reason for the ministers. Blow you the trumpet of Zion. This is the second time, 15th verse. Sanctify fast. Call a solemn assembly. What's it saying? Deny yourself. Do without some of these things. And get a hold of God. Now, I never lived in a time where we didn't have enough. I've never seen a time when we didn't have nothing. I've never seen a time when we was down to the last pancake and the last slug of butter. We've never seen that time. We've been pretty poor at the Collins house. And you ain't either. Amen. But spiritually, it's that way everywhere. Spiritually, amen, gather the people. Sanctify the congregation. Assemble the elders. Gather the children. Who? The people. The congregation. Amen. If we could just get the congregation sanctified, we got a chance to get somebody else sanctified. The trouble is, you get sanctifying the congregation, amen, they're ready to vote you out. You get to perfect in a congregation, they don't like it. Amen. That's another reason people don't pay tithes. Amen. It's hard to get a man to support you with tithes and offerings when you're knocking the knots off of him. Amen. It's hard to get a man to support you with tithes and offering at the same time, amen, you're cutting close to his fence. Amen. Ooh, glory to God. It's hard to get a man to support you with tithes and offerings when you're taking all his toys away from him. It's hard to get somebody to support you with tithes and offerings. That's why the big mega churches today, amen, don't preach anything. They preach tithes and offerings, but they don't preach anything else. I can lose half the congregation just preaching one message. Amen. I mean, I could give those girls a haircut, or those boys a haircut that needs one. Amen. And those girls, amen, the reverse, that have lost theirs. I saw this woman the other day. I went to the license bureau. Amen. And I didn't know it was a woman. At first I saw some young man. Amen. When she motioned to the other guy. Amen. And I took a second look and that young man was a woman. Amen. That's what they're doing in most Pentecostal churches today, including the pastor's wife. And chances are she's the worst one in the bunch. She's leading the pack. And she makes all the old sows feel comfortable as they wallow in the mire. Amen. And wear their pearl in their swine snout. Amen. That's what Solomon said. Amen. It's like a pearl in a swine snout. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory. Just preach one message and lose half of them. Amen. What good would that do? What good are they? Amen. Well, the church is full. I've seen some gardens full too. But it was horse weeds 13 feet high. What good is having a garden full of horse weeds 12 feet high? Amen. I've seen some gardens full too, but it's full of ragweeds and Johnson grass and Jimson. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. It's full. I mean, every row was full. Full and then some. Amen. And what they need was a mower to go through and cut everything down and start from scratch. That's what a lot of churches need. Amen. Is just a great big sickle mower. It goes through and mows everything down and plows it under. Amen. That's what I had to do when I came to Highway of Holiness. Just had to mow everything down and plow everything under. Amen. It don't hurt good things to plow them under. They come right up again. They do better. Amen. Glory to God. It just hurts bad things to plow them under. Amen. So it broke up fallow ground. Hallelujah. It liked a hair-lipped granny. Amen. I mean, things got kind of hectic around the Highway of Holiness. Amen. For a while. Ooh, glory to God. Amen. It's been peaceful for a long time now. I think it's time to fast and pray when it'll do some good, don't you? I think it's time to fast and pray and reap a harvest of it. A harvest of glory, praise God. Amen. God has helped us to perfect the church. Amen. Now, let's not get lazy about our task. Let's arise and be up and doing. Hallelujah. How are we going to do it? Sanctify the congregation. Assemble the elders. Let's get all the old folks back in church. Gather the children. Let's get all the children back in church. I held revival too in some of our holiest churches when none of their children came to church any night during the week. I asked one young lady. She left her children with a sitter so she could come to church. I said, why didn't you bring them to church? They need to learn how to behave in church too. They need to hear the gospel too. Amen. Bring the children. And those that suck the breast, you say, well, a baby can't get anything out of church and they just keep me. They used to. You don't know how much liable to rub off on a suckling child. Amen. Somewhere, sometime, in a far off place.